Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Abracadabra, Create What You Speak, with Ilan Azulay, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello. I decided to sing a little bit with the opening. Hello, everybody. Hi. Shalom, shalom. We are here again. What a wonderful day it is. Is it? Yes, it is. It's a wonderful day. It's Sunday and September 23rd. Many things are happening today. I got the show today, my son's birthday, and a lot of things that happened throughout this week, and the holidays that the head of the year, we talked about this last week, and cleaning our boydom, as I say in Yiddish, cleaning the attic, cleaning up, cleaning the all the stuff that is laying around, that is not serving and is not working for us. So you are here at the Abracadabra Show. I'm Ilan Azulay. I'm your host. I'm a spiritual mentor and an empowerment speaker and coach for women who desire and are ready to reclaim their power. And it's a very important, it's interesting times. I mean, we are in the middle of really shifts that are happening all over, all around. But most importantly, inside of us. Inside of us and in the in the process that we are going through, what is serving us, what doesn't serve us, and it's really looking at what we have, what you have, what is going on for you, and recognizing where you are and understanding that every moment of the time you are exactly where you have to be, and you are there because there are things to be learned. It's like the graduation, going from one class to the other. It's one thing has to be completed before we can before we can reach to the other place. I've been playing here with a mic stand, so this is a crucial time. Every time is a crucial time, right? It's what are we doing with that? Where are we going? And I'm really happy to be here. You know, I'm really happy to share and it's more these last few months, weeks, somewhere around 6 months, something like that. It's just becoming more and more clear that, you know, in younger age, it was more about who do I want to be? You know, who do I want to be? Who do I want to be? I want to do this, and I want to do that, and I want to be like that. And we're trying to shape our experience, shape as we think ourselves, us, and to become something, and to grow. And many times, at least for me, it was, and I've seen with some people that I work with, that it has been a goal, a life goal. It's like an event that is about to happen, and you prepare for that event, and then when it arrives, it's not really what, well, it may have been what we wanted, but now what? And the arrival to the place, the arrival to the goal, the goal is not as grandiose as we believed it to be. When we look around, when we look back, it's actually the process that we went through, the process that we've gone through to be in that place, to get to that place. And whether it is a work, especially, it's all relationships. It's all about relationships. It's all about relationships. How do we get to where we're getting? Who was in our way, not in our way in the sense of interfering our way, but who was in our journey, who participated. And how did we get here? And so many times in that early stage, it's about we want to become something. It's about becoming something. And now it's more about what can I do? What can I do? How can I share more from the place of recognizing the gifts that we have, from recognizing the gifts that I have, from recognizing the gifts that you have. Now that you have gifts, now that you recognize that you have gifts, I mean, you had them all the time, but now that you recognize that you have the gifts, where now? This is part of also a program, that part of my program, it's an 8-week program, and we go through these processes of recognizing the what and the why and the where, you know, and it's going through different phases in your experience, and whether it was a relationship experience, a relationship breakup that brought you to a place of confusion or brought you to a place of loss of focus. So we work on these things. And so these times really, and today, aside from my son's birthday, it's a Jewish holiday. It's a Sukkot holiday where we sit in, and the only way I can think about it in English to say it is a hut is where we sit. It's an 8 days holiday. And it's also, it's like the time of the harvest, right? We're entering the time of the harvest. And today actually is the harvest moon. So in some areas we'll be able to see that a little earlier in the evening. But it's the harvest moon, and what that means, and it's not coincidence that everything falls into place, you know, the entire week, all the time, or the entire hours lead towards the topics that we're talking about. They all come together, because what happens here happens in your place too. As it is here, so it is above. So now, the harvest moon, and this time has been, if you've experienced any uncomfortable situations with relationships, things that you've put aside for a long time, things that you've ignored for a while, now are surfacing, and they're coming. And you know, if it doesn't work, if something doesn't work there, then that's going to show, and it's coming. And it could have happened, and today is a culmination, and we are in that time. So it's really to recognize that what is coming in front of you, what is illuminating in front of you, can be taken in two ways. You really can be taken in two ways, and these both ways are in your perception. And it's not about, I mean, there are things that will happen, you know, there's pain, there is happiness, there is joy. What will work for you also on the other side of the spectrum will empower you, will bring you up, will take you up. Yeah, so it takes both ways. So just like there are two ways it can go two ways within you as well. And within you as well is how we take what is coming. Are these things happening to us to put us in a tight space, or is it happening for us, an opportunity for us to grow, and there is something big that is happening? And so I want to retract back to bring all this into daily prayer, coming from a place of love and appreciation. And first of all is appreciation to yourself, so you can appreciate others.
הריני מקבל על עצמי את מצוות עשה של ואהבת לרעך כמוך.
I hereby accept on myself the privilege, the due commandment of love your friend, neighbor, person, partner, in the same expression that you love yourself.
and it is about you first. You not the egoic self, but you first. Your power, reclaiming your power, loving yourself. Because reclaiming your power is showing yourself that you recognize yourself and you see yourself. And now you are giving yourself, you are nurturing yourself. So something big is about to happen. And that something big is the change and the shift in you. Because you've gone through and you're still, and there are some, you know, there are some tail ends sometimes that when we're letting things go, sometimes we keep a little tails, you know, like a little trails to the past, or trails to something that happened and doesn't serve us anymore, past, and we're keeping that. Why? Because, you know, what if things get difficult? What if things get hard? What are we going to do then? What am I going to do? I want to go back to something that is familiar. And many times we go back to something that is familiar despite the fact that it's far from being good for us. But we believe that and we see that and it comforts us. Why is it comforting us? Because we're familiar with that. And the devil that we know is better than the devil we don't know, and we know all these sentences. But it's real. It's real in the fact that we make it real. And so when we are in a new place, when you start to have this momentum going, you know, many times suddenly something from the past or something that you have a challenge with is popping up and kind of pulling you right back in to a certain situation, to a certain kind of a relationship, a certain kind meaning how does it relate to you, whether it's a pattern or relationship or not. And then you say, how did I get here? And I remember saying it to myself 10 years ago or 15 years ago, and then it happened again. I said it again to myself. it was really, I'm laughing at this now because I'm remembering the feeling that I was in. Remembering that feeling, it was a feeling of frustration. It was a feeling of frustration because at that time I didn't have the tool. I didn't have the access to the tools to see that where I was really was kind of chasing around myself and what I thought was to be. And from that place, the decisions that are being made, if we are in a non-authentic place, like talked about two or three programs ago, the disconnect between our heart and our mind, the disconnect that goes, there is not harmony there, there is no alignment. And when there is no alignment, we are making choices and decisions from that place, which we know is not a healthy place. So the decisions that come out of it and the actions that come out of it come from that place, come from a place that has been skewed by a story that we are so familiar with. So how does it feel like when you notice your light? You know, because you know when that happens. And I'm talking to you now that maybe you are in a vulnerable place, or you may be in a state of confusion, or you left your husband, or you left your boyfriend, or the other way around, or you're just in a situation where it is really, you know that you want to move. You know what you need to do. And then you're still being held back. And then there is this moment where you're doing something, an action, a small action towards your goal, your vision. And then things are starting to move. And then the universe starts opening things up for you. Because really this is all we need. We really need just one small step, one small action towards where we want to go. And when we do that, when we do that, we start seeing our light. Why? Because the universe is reflecting it back to us. The universe is reflecting it back to you. When you start doing an action towards a direction, the universe recognizes it's the law of attraction. You're starting to move. You're starting to move the wheels of creation. You had a dream, and the dream now is manifested through your words, and then you're doing an action. A small action, but an action. And that's a huge. You know, we judge ourselves many times. Oh, it's not a big of an action. It's not big of enough of an action. It's never going to be a big enough of an action if we keep comparing it to somebody else. It's never going to be enough. So when we compare ourselves or our actions to somebody else's life story, it's never going to add up, because we're always going to be either disappointed or feeling good about ourselves, which, you know, it's like if we compare and that other person is not where we are and we feel that we are in a better place just because we are judging that, then we go into our egoic place of judging somebody or judging ourselves based on what we think of somebody else. You see, that all happens in our head. And then so when you recognize when you're starting to do an action to move, and you're doing a small action, the beginning is a small action. That's huge. If you were in a place of despair or all kind of down feelings, don't put necessarily a class on this, like a frame. So if you've been in these negative energies that are not helping you grow, and you've done something small that is towards where you want to grow and is positive, and you got yourself out and you moved out of your comfort zone. Again, the comfort is what we created, it's what we know. And when we are only where we know, you know, we don't know. But we don't know anyway, right? This is one of the things of being now in 50. Recognizing that all that I thought I knew and that I know, and when I think that I know something, the universe shows me right how much I don't. And this is the discovery, the wondering, and from that place, when we do something small, one action towards our direction, one, then the universe starts growing. And then you see a piece of you, the piece of light, the piece of love, the piece of unity. This is Liron Ben Shimon.
אם אתה מתית, תגישו וקולך מפייס, מנפץ מחסומים איתנים, מזרזת זרימה של דם, של זימה, טורפת את כל הקלפים. צמחים מטפסים על קירות תאומים, גם אני מחפשת מקום שצמח, אם אין בי מלבד שממה בתוכי. תגישו, כי מאסתי באותם כיסופים, הלילה צעיר אך נפשי די לאט, קישור אל תרפי אחיזה כי סבתי מאותן הזיות בהן עיניי חזו ונפשי לא נגעה
Liron Ben Shimon, another piece of you, recognizing who you are. And I want first of all to give you the phone number here, so you can call or you can Skype. It's 323-203-0815, and on Skype it's LA Talk Radio, one word. And I did mention that my son has a birthday, but I didn't tell him over there, happy birthday. So, happy, wonderful birthday, and that this year will be growth and much love, and I'll see you later. Mazal tov. The small action. I wanted to share with you a story, actually, about a small action. There's something that happened, and I shared it on a video Friday. I want to tell you a story about the 4 years ago, I started a tea line. It's called a high tea, and I use this as a tea for a higher state of consciousness, and it's made of plants and herbs that I prepare. And I use it in ceremonies and when we do group sessions and retreats and so forth. So, really good tea, plug in. But what happened is that I discovered, I was working a lot with plants and herbs, and I discovered that the way of putting together certain things, certain herbs, but I was really in a place of, I was in a negative energy space at that time, and one voice on one side told me, oh, come on, do... make tea bags. And the other side, the familiar side, say, oh, come on, you know, forget it. I mean, nobody is going to, I mean, there's no clients. What are you going to make it for? And my other self said again, come on, just do it, right? Just do it and make space for that to happen. Anyway, back and forth, we had a few arguments, me and myself and all other 10 of me. And eventually I got up and I did one bag, and it took me a while, but I start enjoying the process again. And what happened is that as I put one sticker on the back of one, the first bag was sealed. I had in front of me one sealed bag. Within a minute, I received a text from somebody I know here in California. I was in Boston at the time. And wanted a large order within a minute. And that happened to me a few times, several times, in such a short time. Sometimes it takes a little bit longer for, you know, maybe the universe needs to find resources to make it happen or something like that. I don't know. But maybe I just needed, you know, we never get what we are getting unless we are ready for it. That's why I say we are exactly at the moment and time and in time where we are, what we need to, and we're getting what we need to get. Exactly. Because we are ready for that. Nothing is coming to you if you're not ready for that. You have the tools and things are coming to you. It's just like when you get a new job. You get a promotion for a new job if you're working for somebody. Think about this, for a job you've never done before. So why are you hired and you're getting a raise for something you haven't done before? Because you have the tools, you have the understanding, you have the capacity, and you have the willingness to do what will require of you to do, because you have all this to create. Because now you're creating. This is exactly now. So when we go to the unknown, when I did the first bag, it was really a bunch of things that were happening, but one of them was to go to the unknown and to make decisions about what works for me, what works. But the big picture, the main story here is about that tea bag, that action, that little action. Just one little action. And that starts moving the universe, because what is happening at that time, you are doing an action in your body. And this is the Kabbalists, and in Judaism, we talk about this in a way that was known for thousands of years. Now it's being re-scientified. All right. Well, maybe it's a new word. I don't know. So I like to invent words. So sometimes you'll hear me with words and you'll look for these words. So this was said already. When we get procrastination, in the procrastination mode, what will get us out of it really is an action. It doesn't matter what action, actually, at this point. It's not necessarily action towards where you want to go, because you are still not in the place where you might not be in a place where you're not seeing the entire picture. So first of all, we need to get out of the hole. And once we get out of that low place, then we can start navigating. So to get out of that place, the first thing is just to do an action. I don't care. Go clean the house. Go to the gym. Go out. Many times we get stuck in our house, in the cube, in the cement, and we were not created. We did not come here to be in cement boxes. We're here to be in nature, and as much as possible with people and with nature. Check yourself. How many times, how good do you feel when you go out genuinely, you're with people and you are connecting and you're coming together and going on a trip too? You know, many times we don't go on a trip, or you may say, you know what, I don't get ready, or go, it's a schlep, it's going, I have to get ready, all this kind of stuff. But it's going on a trip sometimes. It's, or all the time, why not sometimes, all the time. Go on a trip and you go out and you go to nature, and notice how your vibration shifts. You are experiencing a complete shiftization. Different. There's also, I read, and that makes sense. I read study. There you go. And it's not new that people that work land, grow plants, work with flowers, work with soil, they're happy. Why? Because the soil is releasing fumes that are releasing actually dopamine to us, to our brain. You know, it's great. And that's why when you work with the land, or you work with the ground, or you have flowers, or you have a garden, and you're putting herbs, and you're growing anything that you're growing, that you're working with the land, you know what I'm talking about if you're doing that. And so coming up with it, so creating that formula for the tea was really, on one hand, one, very exciting, because it was something, putting together something that can help, that can serve, and I was excited about this. But more than that, it was, on a different level, it was the action that start creating the shift, that start the action, the bodily action, start creating this movement. It's a movement. It's not a stagnation. And if we go back to the beginning, you know, we go back to Genesis, and before we're talking about that there was darkness, but before the darkness there was movement, and the Creator God moved and then said, let's create light. But then there is a then there is a conflict, because it's like, but wait, if it's darkness and it's a void, how can there be movement? You need to be able to measure it. It's a movement, it's not a physical movement. It's really, all these are conscious levels, and it's movement, and it's creating the movement in our actions, that our actions that are creating the movement, and then things are happening. So this brings another, so one action is going to move, to create movement. Okay, so now where is this movement going to go? So let's say you are in that place that you are, in a place of looking at yourself, doubting yourself, comparing yourself to others, Facebooking too much, and then looking at what others do, or express of what they're doing, but is it expressing where they are and how they feel? Not at all. Not all the time. I mean, it's not what it is. You know, that is that fake reality, that it's all, oh, we're happy and all is good. I don't know, I haven't seen many posts. I mean, I've seen some posts of very courageous people and authentic people that when they are in this place of doubt, they share. And that's how they feel that they are healing their wounds, by sharing and receiving feedback and receiving support and love and acknowledgement. And but when we are on Facebook and we are comparing ourselves to others, it's going to take our action right back to the same place we started from. So here is again the phone number. I want to give you the phone number again. 323-203-0815. And it's LA Talk Radio on Skype, 323-203-0815. And, you know, there is the notion that, the notion comes from clients that I talk to, people that are expressing themselves, and also from what I see around, that the action that one takes is the direct cause for the outcome. So let's say you are now in a certain situation. And what do I mean by that? One, you are in a certain situation now, and you look back and you say, oh, you know, if I wouldn't do that, or I wouldn't do that, or I wouldn't choose that person, I wouldn't choose to be in that relationship, or I wouldn't choose to take that action, then this wouldn't happen. How many times that happened to us? We say that. Or somebody says, you know what, I'm going to take a class, a business class, or some other class, and you have a friend with you, and you're both taking the same class, and you both have the same grades, and you both have everything the same. Environments, you are living in the dorms, you are in environments, you are. But then, one of you goes on to open an office, goes on to be on national TV, talk about business, talk about how to help people. And you are, I don't know, you're working in maybe in the same field or something else, and it is not up to your expectations because your friend had the same tools that you did, and yet that person is there and you are here. So first thing is, remember, that person's journey is that person's journey. Whatever is happening to somebody else, whatever is happening on the other side of the street, whatever is happening on the other side of the lawn, You know, the grass is greener, but many times it's also not real and it's synthetic, meaning that what you see is not exactly what appears to be. So first of all, that person's journey is that person's journey. Why did that person have or had what they have is because these are the tools that they need to advance their own growth, to advance their own springing or learning or what is going to cause their vibration to rise. These are the tools for them. They won't work for you. They won't work for you. And we try so many times, we try hard many times to get something that we really want, right? I mean, we really go with things and we jump hoops and we go to courts and we do this and we go up and down and all around and then we don't get it. Or we get it and it's really not good for us. So yes, be careful what you want, you may get it. Kind of ironically putting it in a positive way. But what is good for your journey is what will come to you very easily. Know that you don't have to do the action. You have to do the action. You have to go and you have to take the steps and you have to make the phone calls and you have to put yourself and to believe in yourself. That's the whole process, because if it'll come to you when you sit under a tree or under the blanket, there's not going to be value in that, because it just appeared to you, rather than you going out of your comfort zone, rather of you going out of your what you're comfortable with. And when we do that, when you do that, then you appreciate that, then you put a value to it. Why? Because you invested in it. It's just like a relationship. And this ties everything back into the relationship. It's just when we do the action, when we do the, in Hebrew we say hishtadlut, meaning the trying, but the trying while we act, not the try. Oh, I tried, but it didn't work. No, the actual trying. That word has a connotation in Hebrew that it's a trying not in order to give up. It's a trying to succeed in what we desire. And if we want this relationship, and if we are in this relationship, and if you look at the relationship, you look at your husband, you look at your boyfriend, or you look at your girlfriend or wife or anything that is happening, that something may, you look at that and you say, what is my hishtadlut? What is my effort towards that relationship? Towards that person, coming from a place of the giving. So the action, so many believe that the action is a direct result, I mean the outcome is a direct result of the action that was taken. But there is one component that is missing, and that's the belief. That's your perception on anything. That's your perception, as painful as it can get, and it can get painful. And it is painful. And it's okay, because you have you and you have people that love you. So when it gets painful, we make choices. We try to take actions. And if we are not in that place of seeing where we're coming from, or seeing that what we are, the choices that we might be making when we're vulnerable may not be for our best, in our best interest, then we're making choices from a certain belief system. We're making a choice from a certain perception, and the perception that you're currently in is suffering, is pain, is maybe anger. And so it's to recognize that we are in this place. It takes time, because if you're in your 30s, 40s, 50s, I mean, you have many years to kind of reprogram. It's to reprogram your mind and recognizing something that you don't remember because you didn't experience it, but you have it. It's recognizing yourself. It's that piece of you that is coming up. So it's the belief system. So there is the action, there is the belief, and there is the outcome. So there is like a point, a variable, and a point. And what is the variable? The variable is your belief. So the two stationary points are the actions, that the what is happening. Then you have the action, and it's where you're going. The action that you, the result, I'm sorry, there is the action in the beginning, and then there is the result, where you're going. But what is directing this, really, is in the middle, the belief. So your belief can, if you are in a place where you're seeing yourself and you work on yourself, and you start recognizing your own power, and you start recognizing that what doesn't serve you, you're letting that go, and not feeding that physical a level of need, not letting the need control you, and you say, okay, I'm canceling myself to that need, and it's a process, it's a practice, and this is part of my program that we work on. It's to find these places and to see how you're channeling through your belief. How you're channeling through your belief. What is your belief system? What is your perception about you? What is your perception about this place that you're making this choice from? If you're contemplating to leave somebody, or you've been left, especially after, if it was a difficult relationship, an abuse or a divorce, we many times lose focus. And lose focus, and the choices that come to us are based on this place of need, of what will happen. I'm afraid what will happen. So if you're in that place and you recognize where you are, and you're starting to notice the times that you get triggered, and how you react, and how you respond, and what is your communication level, and are you articulating really what you want? Or are you expressing something else outside that is really not serving you? So when you are in that play, when you recognize your light, those pieces of light in you, then you can start building yourself, and you see your power, and the choices that you're making are coming from a very authentic place. And your belief is starting to tighten about yourself. You're seeing your power. You're having a positive outcome, a positive belief, understanding that everything here is happening for you. Everything is happening for you. Everything is here for you. The world is created. We are created like the world. Galaxies, our bodies, all similar, all looks alike. So when we come from that place, when we recognize, when we learn to recognize, when we are working on this place of recognizing where we are, especially after something difficult like that, then our choices and our belief system is starting to shape up, and we're starting to get things moving in our direction. It's just like the story of the tea that I told you, and there are other stories like that. It's to recognize, this is what I want to leave you with today, is just to take one step towards your vision, towards your dream. Don't worry about, oh, how will I get later? Will that work? Will that not work? But then I'll have to do this, then I'll have to do that. You know what? Just like you're looking and you judge yourself about things in the past with the eyes of the past, with the eyes of today, judging yourself about past, try not to do the same thing for the future in the negative way. Give yourself whatever dream that you want to become or you want to do or what you, how you want to be. But when you put on yourself this these limitations, oh, I don't know if I'll be able to do this, I don't know if I'll be able to do this, what you're actually doing, you're taking your eyes of today and trying to apply them to the eyes of the future, to what will happen in the future. And we don't know what will happen in the future. You don't know what is awaiting for you. You don't know how things are going to happen to you big. And you are like a flower. Everybody can say how many seeds are in an apple, but nobody can say how many apples will come out from that one seed. And nobody, not even you sometimes, can see exactly what will come out of you. That greatness, that blooming that is waiting for you to be open and ready. And this is why I ask you all the time, are you ready to reclaim your power? Because only when you are ready, you can. So, if you go to my site, it's Body Soul. This is a new website that came up, last week, new website, and bodysoulsound.com. It's been in the rejuvenation side of that, and you can talk to me through the site, you can share ideas, you can look at the sound and the other modalities, practices and offerings that are there. And on Facebook, it's facebook.com/bodysoulsound. You are ready to reclaim your power. If you are listening here and now, then you are. Doesn't matter if you're listening to a recording or a live show. So something big is happening. And the last song is of a guy named Avishai Chaviv, who is I studied with him music in Israel in the first completely music college in Israel, and great music. And something is happening for you. Something big is happening for you, and I will see you next week. Have a wonderful week, a wonderful harvest moon, and shalom ve'lehitot.
listening to Abracadabra, Create What You Speak, with Ilan Azulay, only on LA Talk Radio.